Good morning, everyone. It's 9 o'clock, and we will come to order. And let me explain the... why don't we go ahead and have Mr. Dossie come up and get us started. And after that, I will go through what the voting procedures will be.
Well, good morning, Chair. Good morning, Planning Commission. I guess I would like to extend a special good morning to our three new members today. I'm sure they will be trained appropriately by their colleagues up there on the dais. So I look forward to that. All three of them should have also, I believe, listened to the audio training. Certainly, if you have any questions of myself or of the county attorney's office, please feel free to send us an email, or if you want to stop by and have a conversation, I'm happy to do that as well. We deal with a lot of very complicated things with the Planning Commission, a lot of which move on to the Board of County Commissioners and are equally complicated there. So I don't pretend to think that you're going to be experts right out of the gate. So if there's something that pops up that you don't understand or is confusing, by all means, give us a call and we can walk you through it. So we're very happy to have you. We thank you for your time and your service. And we'll try to take advantage of that whenever we can. So we have a somewhat of an exciting meeting today. In addition to one consent item, you also have your annual meeting and election of officers today. So I'll turn that over to you once we get to that point. I would also like to acknowledge that, Mr. Joya, this is your last meeting with us. It's hard to believe that you're already termed off. It seems like just yesterday you were coming on.
It's been almost 6 years.
6 years. That's a long time. If we could get 6 years out of everybody, we'd be doing really, really well.
All right.
I'm thinking about just putting in a rotation for all the other citizens in the county. We'll see if they bite, but it's been a pleasure having you. Thank you for all of your feedback. We got one last meeting out of you, so we'll see what happens, but appreciate your feedback. Before I move on, we will have a meeting on June 5th. As of right now, we have two items for that hearing. Mr. Joy, I will excuse you from that one. Can I get the overhead, please? There we go. So as we normally do, we update you on some of the actions that were taken by the Board of County Commissioners, sometimes on items that you didn't see for one reason or another because they go straight to the board. But in this case, all three of these items were heard by the Planning Commission and then ultimately by the Board of County Commissioners. The first two items are the Arvidsson Minor Sub and Rezone. Those were heard as consent items with the Planning Commission as well as with the Board of County Commissioners and approved unanimously by both bodies. The last one, the Helton Mini Storage Minor Sub, was heard by the Planning Commission, was approved unanimously 6-0, and was also heard by the Board of County Commissioners and approved unanimously 5-0. There was some discussion. If you recall, this is the one that was on the east side of 8587, south of the Academy Overpass. This was our dry subdivision to be used as mini storage and shipping containers. Really, from my perspective, really an appropriate use of that property. It's a very challenging piece of property. The Board of County Commissioners had some questions about access, where the access was going to be located, that being right across from the off-ramp off of Academy. They also had some questions about sort of the compatibility issues, but ultimately understanding that this property is severed from the residential properties to the east by the railroad right away, I think it certainly helped. They had some questions about landscaping, it being a dry subdivision. Of course, the answer to that is they're going to be hand watering or watering with the truck. So, you know, it really was a pretty quick hearing on that one. Any questions on any of those three items? Okay. Mr. Fitzpatrick is still out of the office, so I do not have a building permit report for you today. Again, you have one consent item on the agenda today. That is the vacation replat for Academy Village, filing number 3. I think there has been some public comments on this since the staff report was produced, and certainly if you all would like to have a full hearing on that, we can do that. At this point, we can take any questions you may have on this item.
Let's go ahead and deal with the annual meeting first.
Okay.
And then we'll go into to that.
And you also, Chair, you also have the minutes from May 1st on your consent calendar as well.
Yes.
Any questions for me? Just a staffing update. We still do have 2 engineering positions open. That posting did close, so we're going to be looking at applicants on that. We're kind of at a loss in terms of how to solicit a lot of applications or applicants. I think we ended up with 9, and we posted it for a month and a half, almost 2 months. And again, those were 2 higher level engineer 2, engineer 3 position. So that's a little discouraging, but again, it only takes 2. So hopefully we have the right candidates for that, but we'll be updating you on that as we move forward too. Any questions for me? Okay.
Thank you, Craig. We'll first do the annual meeting and election of officers, and I think all the annual meeting requires is just election of officers. Is that correct, Lori?
Tracy, can you help me remember? Do we also do the sunshine law?
At the beginning,
so it's just the officers?
Yes.
Okay, yes, sir.
Okay, the sunshine one goes at the first of the year, I think.
Right.
All right. Okay, very good. So there are 2 offices, and one is for the chair, and the other is for the vice chair. And Mr. Curry is currently our vice chair. He wasn't able to come this morning, but he said he would be willing to serve in any capacity. So just to put that on the table. So the first thing we'll do is open nominations for the chair. Yes.
Mr. Chairman, I nominate Mr. Egbert as to be the chair of the Planning Commission, if he's willing to share.
Okay.
Willing.
Thank you.
Second.
Do we need seconds, Lori?
Nominations?
No.
Okay.
No, just
you.
A nomination and an acceptance.
All right.
I probably shouldn't be nominated.
Any other nominations? Well, it looks like.
Would move the nominations be closed to Mr. Egbert, elected by acclamation.
All right. And is there a second for closing nominations?
Second.
All right. Thank you. And all in favor?
Aye.
Say
aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. Now we have a vice chair. And yes, Ms. Therese.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to nominate Mr. Risley as vice chair.
All right. Mr. Risley, is that acceptable?
Unexpected, but I feel honored, so thank you. I'll accept that.
Good. Any other nominees?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I'd like to nominate Mr. Curry as the vice chairman.
All right. Mr. Curry had previously said that he would be willing to serve. So we have 2 people nominated so far. Any others?
Mr. Chair, I move the nominations be closed.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
All right. We have a motion on the floor of the nominations be closed, and that the people who can vote on that are Ms. Treese, Mr. Wood, Mr. Risley, Mr. Creeley, Mr. Joya, and myself, and Ms. Friedman isn't able to vote because she is not a regular member until June 5th. So I will go through and on the motion that nominations be closed. we have that. So I guess it's just by who you would wish to have as vice chair. So, Mr. Gioia?
I almost feel like I should abstain since I'm not going to be here, but.
We don't allow abstentions.
Oh, I will vote for Mr. Risley.
Okay. Mr. Creeley?
Mr. Curry, sir.
Okay. Mr. Risley?
I'm tempted to vote for someone other than myself, but I suppose that would look a little odd. So I'll vote for myself, Mr. Chair.
Mr. Wood?
Mr. Curry.
You said Mr. Curry?
Yes.
Okay. Ms. Therese?
Mr. Risley.
And the chair votes for Mr. Risley. And so Mr. Risley is our vice chair. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I feel a vacation coming up. So we are finished with the annual meeting, and the next item is approval of the minutes. Has everybody had a chance to review the minutes?
Yes.
Does anyone have any corrections or changes? Hearing none, then the minutes are approved as presented. And with that, we will move to item 3B, the vacation and replat of Academy Village. And Ms. Parsons, you mentioned that you may want to have that come off of the consent calendar.
Good morning, Commissioners. Carrie Parsons with Planning and Community Development. Throughout the last several days, you have received updates to passageways from adjacent letters from adjacent property owners received by our department. And we do have some folks here in the audience today that would like to have the item heard as a regular land use item.
All right. Just for those who may not be familiar with our process, Ms. Parsons will introduce the applicant, and the applicant then will give a presentation. Following the presentation, I will ask if there's anyone in the audience who would like to speak in favor of the item, and anyone who is in favor of it gets to speak. Normally, I don't try to cut people off, but if we do get a lot of people that are repeating things, then I'll probably go to a limit of about 5 minutes. But I haven't had to do that yet, so if I do, I will. And then secondly, is anyone who is opposed gets a chance to speak. And then following that, the applicant gets opportunity for rebuttal. Staff has an opportunity to identifying corrections that they want, and all of the commissioners and the associate members have an opportunity to ask questions as the thing unfolds. And the only thing I ask is if you have a question that you want to ask, get my attention so I can recognize you. And the main thing for that is, one, is to have the meeting go reasonably smoothly, but more specifically, to make it easier to get the minutes done and for the record. So with that, please proceed.
Okay, the request before you is known as VR 17012, which is the Academy Village filing number 3. Myself and Jeff Rice were the review team on this. Criteria for approval, I will defer to Ms. Segoe.
Good morning, commissioners. So again, the action before you is a vacation and replat. It's very similar to a brand new subdivision. The criteria are set forth on the screen in front of you. I'll just go through them really quickly. The criteria for you to consider when determining whether to approve or deny this item is whether the replat complies with the El Paso County Land Development Code and the original conditions of the recorded plat that is being vacated and replatted. whether any nonconforming lots are created, and if there are existing nonconforming lots, that the nonconformity is not increased, that the replat is in keeping with the purpose and intent of the code, that it conforms to the required findings for either a minor or major subdivision as applicable, that legal and physical access is provided to all parcels, that the approval will not adversely affect the public health, safety, and welfare, and where the lots or parcels are subject to any covenants, that any potential conflict with those covenants resulting from the replat has been resolved.
Okay, notification to 39 adjacent property owners was sent on April 26th by staff. We did get some letters in return. Overall, citing the view obstruction, increased traffic to the area, potential impact of property values, and concerns regarding drainage, specifically drainage from the commercial site to the Paradise Villas to the east of this project. Staff has no concerns, and at this time, with your permission, I would like to ask the applicant's representative to come up and provide a brief presentation, and then staff has a presentation prepared after the applicant is done.
Thank you.
Good morning, members of the Planning Commission. I'm David V. Hostetler with Land Development Consultants, Inc. And we prepared this submittal per county requirements. I'm representative for the owner, which was People's National Bank, now known as Community Banks of Colorado. Our office prepared and compiled the submittal items with assistance from our design team members for this specific request, as well as direct involvement with the immediately surrounding development areas, which includes Paradise Villas to the north of us. This request represents the second phase of development for this lot. We feel that we have met all the requirements of the zone and subdivision regulations without waivers, variances, or deviations, and respectfully request approval. I'll be happy to answer any questions or concerns when appropriate.
Any questions for Mr. Hostetler? Yes, Mr. Chair.
Oh, yeah. Just for the sake of the audience here, I mean, we've obviously had time to review the packet. Can you just give a very brief overview of what exactly the date you're asking for here, the breakup of the new plat? That's all.
Yeah, so what we have is, and I have Ron Covington with Covington Homes, that's the primary developer for this additional lot. And back in 1998, we had a concept plan that was approved as part of our development that indicated two different buildings on this lot. And we're just taking this second phase and building it out today. So if I could let Ron Covington come up at this time.
Good morning, I'm Ron Covington, owner of Covington Homes, and I would like to give you a little bit of history on the property that we're talking about today. So if I could have the overhead, that would be fantastic. Oh, thank you. Okay, perfect. What we have here is a concept plan that was created in October of 1998. And you can see on there right here is where the existing People's National Bank is, and it's now Community Banks of Colorado. And then on the northern section right here in 1998, they had a proposed retail building to be on the same property. What we're proposing today is to not do a retail, but to do a commercial building because we're gonna build an office there. So that is, the date is right, can't really see it, but the date is right here. Okay, subsequent to that, in
December of the same year, 1998, there was another plan done. There we go. And this was done by a civil engineer. And you can see here, the yellow is the proposed retail that we're proposing to change it to a commercial office building. And you can see here, this is where the bank is located. And this area over here was some proposed townhomes that did not get designed, that was abandoned and redesigned to what exists today, and that's the villas. Then in 1999, this is June of 1999, here's the landscape plan that was submitted, and this building right here was completed. That's the People's National Bank building. As you can see, it says right here, proposed townhomes, so the townhomes were not conceived yet. And then this area here was left to lay fallow for the last 20 years. Even though it's on the original concept plan, it's been sitting there with no activity on it. And our proposal is to take that piece and finish up the design that was originally put in place in 1998. So as Ms. Parsons had mentioned, there were several comments that came from the neighbors and the surrounding community, and most of it comes down to traffic concerns, views of the back of the building, the views of the mountains would be impaired, and there's drainage concerns. So we had LSC do traffic consultants, do a detailed traffic study, and our traffic's basically gonna be midweek or weekday traffic, not on the weekends, and the impact has been determined to be negligible. Despite that, we're required to contribute to the Struthers Road improvements, and which we're happy to do, and so we think that the traffic is not going to be an issue for our project. One of the neighbors commented that they would literally be looking at the back of our building, and it would be 20 feet from their patio. Actually, it's more like 70 feet from the patio, because we have 50 feet on our property, and they have about 20 feet on theirs. And it will not be the back of the building. What we're going to do is have the front of the building facing east, which is where the neighbors will see it. And we went to great detail to make sure that we match the existing architecture that was already in the surrounding area, very similar to what's already in place. The drainage concerns, we think that with the detention pond that we're going to put in, we're going to actually improve the drainage concerns. So we don't think that's an issue either. So. In summary, we think we've done everything we can to adhere to the use that was originally conceived back in the original concept plan, and we've heard the neighbors loud and clear, and we've done as much as we could do to minimize that impact by putting the building as far west as we could to keep the distance between our building and their building in order to make sure that their view corridors are improved. The farther the building is, the better they can see northwest and southwest around the building. So that's what we've done. We think we've adhered to the original plan, and I'll answer any questions if you have any questions.
Mr. Chair. Yes.
Yeah. I'd like to
ask Mr. Wood.
Do you have the elevations?
I do, yes, sir.
For this building? Is it a two-story or is it
It is a two-story building is what it is. Let me show you the elevation. So this area here is what will be facing the neighbors. It's set 50 feet off of our property line facing east, and portion of it is going to be single story. That's about 40% of it, and the 60% of it will be two story. This elevation up here is facing north, and this is the west.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, Mr. Risley.
I'm just curious, Mr. Covington, is your company going to be occupying this building,
yes,
or will others be in that building?
We will be
well?
Occupying the building.
Okay, 100% occupancy.
100% with the exception of we do the St. Jude Dream Home, and every year they need a place to office, and we'll probably let them come in there with us.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Mr.
Perhaps
Greeley.
I'm addressing the wrong person, but could you give me just a little bit about the drainage plan that you think will solve or make better the drainage in this issue?
The understanding from the feedback from the homeowners is there's an area, let me show you. Only comment we got for drainage was, get this landscape plan, that this area along where I'm pointing is a swale where when there's minimal rains, it'll actually fill up with water is the comments that we've heard. What we're doing is we're putting a detention pond right in this section, and we've designed it and engineered it so that any water that's on the project that drains into that detention pond will be able to disseminate without filling up the swale.
And where does that detention pond?
I don't know the answer to that.
Yeah, so originally the development to the east of us and ours was studied in this original drainage report. And then since we've enhanced that drainage report with today's criteria to handle the flows, and that is going to drain into the piping system that's on the other side of the fence in Paradise Villas, which it's always been planned to do. And that's how it drains now, today, in a temporary status, the bank parking area into that drainage system that exists today.
And the volume
of the detention pond will help with that.
And the volume for that is, it is the right size to handle what you believe to be
the... Yeah, it should be the right size because it's always been planned for that, and that's how it was built initially.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Any other questions? Thank you very much.
Then if I may add,
yes,
we can, I think in the zone it allows a 35-foot height, maximum height, and we're well below that.
Okay.
So we could have gone to a three-story, but we're only going to... And the single story.
All right, thank you. Ms. Parsons.
Nancy, may I have the PowerPoint again, please? Okay, the request again is for the vacation of one commercial lot known as the Academy Village Filing Number 2 and replatting that into two commercial lots, which will be known as Academy Village Filing Number 3. A finding of sufficiency with regard to water quantity, water quality, and dependability is also requested with this vacation and replat. In terms of the zoning map, Struthers Road here, Glen Eagle Drive here. The site lies here north of Struthers Road and west of Glen Eagle Drive. And the entire property and corridor along Struthers Road is zoned commercial service or CS. And want to make a quick clarification. The maximum height for the commercial service zoning district is actually 45 feet. An aerial of the vicinity map, an aerial of the site again, the People's National Bank. And a quick clarification, there was some concerns about the ownership. To date on our assessor's database, People's National Bank is still in title on our assessor's webpage. So that is why they are showing as the owners on the application. A little bit of background, the rezoning from PBC, Planned Business Center, and what was known as R4, or Planned Development, to Planned Business District was approved back in 1999, and I believe that's where that concept plan came into play. The concept plan itself wasn't actually approved by the department, but it was used as an exhibit to accompany this zoning request. Due to the changes of the nomenclature with the Land Development Code, the PBD, or Planned Business District, became Commercial Service, or the CS Zoning District as it is known today. And the PBC Zoning District has been rezoned to Commercial Regional Zoning District. And the commercial regional zoning district allows much more intensive commercial uses than this zone or the commercial service zoning district. In conjunction with the realignment of Struthers Road, a vacation and replat to vacate three platted lots at a segment of Struthers Road, and a replat of four lots in addition to the realignment of Struthers Road to its current location was approved by the Board of County Commissioners in July of 1999. So in summary, there were several lots, and when Struthers Road was pushed further away from the I-25 corridor, it allowed for a vacation and replat into the lots that we have today in that area. At that time, a waiver of the 300-year finding of water quantity sufficiency was granted by the Board of Commissioners. The county attorney's office has determined that that waiver is still valid for this subdivision. Therefore, that waiver request is not applicable to this application. Are there any questions on that topic?
Okay. Thank you.
So again, this is the Academy Village filing number 3 as proposed plat map. Here you can see as it is currently platted as one lot and then proposed, and here's a detail of that lot 1 and then lot 2, the Paradise Villas subdivision and the Struthers Road, Glen Eagle Drive. In terms of compliance, staff did find that the application is compliant with section 7.2.3 A and C of our land development code, in addition to all of chapter 7 and chapter 8. Again, zoning is commercial service. The district size is a minimum of 2 acres. Setbacks are 25 feet on all of this perimeter boundary. There are no 25 feet setbacks on the internal lot lines internal to the commercial service zoning district. Again, the building height is 45 feet and there is no maximum lot coverage. At this time, with permission, I'd like to ask Jeff Rice to come up and discuss the engineering components of the application.
Thank you. Welcome, Jeff.
Thank you. Morning, commissioners. So the site is at the north corner of Struthers and Glen Eagle, and the County Department of Public Works has a roundabout project that is currently being designed by a consultant. And as the applicant mentioned, this project will contribute towards that improvement, which their share is, as you can see, 0.92%. So that's based on the proportional amount of traffic from this project on that intersection. There is a private shared driveway from Struthers Road that serves this project in the bank, and the project will be subject to the road impact fee program for the commercial use. Here's a map. This is kind of an overall map showing the site and where the roundabout would be on Glen Eagle and Struthers. I've just put a clip on here from the traffic study in case that was one of the questions that came up as far as the level of service. Once that the roundabout is constructed, there's going to be acceptable levels of service at that intersection. Another thing to mention, the applicant did have a map up here from the original project, and it showed the drainage and piping system, and that there's a larger detention basin up to the northwest where all that flow from this area flows into. And that developer of that project is, I believe, in the process of converting that, retrofitting that pond to full spectrum detention, which is our current criteria. As far as drainage, it's in the Black Forest drainage basin, which was studied, so there are drainage and bridge fees that apply, and that would only be for the additional impervious surface for the new lot that's being created. And going back to the original drainage report, flood control detention is not required, but per our current criteria, we do require the water quality on site, and due to the issue of timing, if this project, if that regional pond or that pond that I mentioned in the northwest is not completed, there, this project would be required to do their water quality pond, so they've just went ahead and designed that for their project. So there's a little bit of extra water quality there, assuming both ponds are constructed, or the north pond is retrofit. And there's a grading erosion control plan for the project that addresses the construction and sediment control. This is just a map from the drainage study that shows where the drainage from the site is going. You can see that pipe along the northeast side of the site is where their detention pond would drain to, and the current bank site and another outfall from Struthers Road drain into that storm system as well. Again, here's that overall map that corresponds to what the applicant had shown earlier with the drainage going through a pipe system over to the regional, I say regional, a larger pond over up there to the northwest. That's all for engineering. If there's any questions.
Any questions? Thank you very much, Jeff.
Thank you.
That completes our PowerPoint presentation. If there are any further questions.
I'm not seeing any. Thank you. At this point in time, is there anyone in the audience who would like to speak in favor of this project? Hearing none, is there anyone who would like to speak in opposition to this project?
My name is, good morning to you. My name is Jerry Edwards, and I live in Paradise Village Grove.
Now, did you have a chance to sign in previously, Jerry?
Nancy, may we have the overhead, please?
You have seen all the drawings, all the schematics, et cetera, et cetera. This is a shot from my patio looking west. So this building is going to go on 2 acres, 3 acres of land. And I can't understand the benefit of putting it right here. The west side of Struthers is being developed ad nauseum. And so I have to ask the question, why here? Why do you have to put up a building that's in my backyard? I'm retired military, 21 years in the service. This is sort of my last resting place. And the last thing I want to do is look at a building. And I can't even imagine what the noise level is going to be during the construction. So I would hope that there is some alternative or something else that we could look at rather than putting up a building. Thank you.
Any questions for Mr. Edwards? Thank you, sir.
And by the way, I've only lived there for 5 years. I haven't been there for 20, like all this other talk they were talking about. 1998, 20 years, that land has been there.
That land has been there forever, sir.
Thank you.
Anyone else would like to speak in opposition? Yes, go ahead, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen of the Planning Commission, I want you to know that today I have submitted a resume to you so that you know my background. I'm not here speaking on behalf of the Highway Advisory Commission, nor in any other capacity except the fact that I am the Vice President of the Homeowners Association. And I'm the longest serving member on the board since we took over from Declarant Control.
So your name, sir, is Richard
B. Robertson.
Robertson, okay, thank you.
I submitted the resume as much as anything to let you and the staff know that I do appreciate and I understand your responsibilities. It has been 50 years since I headed up the Richmond, Virginia Metropolitan Planning Organization, the Planning District Commission, and worked with the City of Richmond and 6 counties. And I appeared before attended many planning and zoning commission meetings. So I do appreciate very much your service to our community. I moved here in 2006. I am disappointed in some things here. One is that the applicant for this, to the best of my knowledge as a sitting member of the board, do not recall any attempt by the developer to meet with Paradise Villas, which is directly impacted by this development. I well understand the concept of highest and best use and all the things, and I realize that unfortunately we will probably not be able to convince you not to approve this, but we have to make the attempt. I've read the staff report. I've also looked at the members of the staff online, and your Mr. Dorsey, and you are fortunate to have such a staff. Mr. Dorsey, I note, has a master's in, I believe, urban and regional planning, and he is also a lawyer, and I will not tell any jokes about lawyers. And some of you may be, but I do not know. The fact that the this property, yes, it was done in 1999. I do not know, I did not try to research the plats originally submitted for Paradise Villas. However, I do know that the construction of Paradise Villas began in 2002. I would say the greatest fault I have found is the failure to try to communicate with us. I know attempts were made by Mr. Edwards to contact the people that own the land and all, and he was not very successful. I looked in particular at the transportation side because that is the major part of my career as a planner and as an engineer. I believe the transportation analysis done by the staff is appropriate, and I'm quite familiar with the fees required, and I think everything has been done in compliance, and I have no disagreement. I've also looked at the drainage, and in the drainage issues, I don't necessarily have any disagreement with what your staff has provided. However, I will tell you that we are having problems from properties to the south side of our property and perhaps even this area. And our homeowners association is going to be having further discussion with probably Denala Water and maybe some of the properties there. And we are very serious about potential flooding into our community. We have a wall there. And quite honestly, we'll wait and see what happens. And at some point, if the drainage is not sufficient, then we will probably take formal action. I guess I will simply end my comments at that point. I can find, I will say this. I'm extremely pleased as a member of the planning community and a citizen of El Paso County to see the thoroughness that the staff has done in listing all the requirements that it must meet in order to be acceptable. And it appears that it does. And but it is a pleasure to really see that. So I want you to know that I applaud the staff. And while I don't know you, I applaud you for your service. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Robertson. Any questions from Mr. Robertson? Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, please come forward and state your name and sign in if you haven't already done so.
My name is Brian Lundy, and I'm a resident of Paradise Villas Grove. I'll sign in here.
What was your last name, Brian?
Lundy, L-U-N-D-E.
Thank you.
Just a quick comment. The plat plans, the layout, the drawings and all that do not clearly represent what this area looks like. I understand that you're used to dealing with those things, but what you have to appreciate is only what you will see if you go to the site and take a look at this narrow sliver of land that is immediately adjacent to these folks' residence and to our place. If you'll imagine yourself, well, that picture didn't even represent to me how narrow this sliver really is. If you drive up Struthers and turn into the development and look at those houses that immediately are adjacent to this planned development, you might get an idea by looking at the ceiling here. I'm not sure what that ceiling height is, but if you look at the distance from where you're sitting to that ceiling, I don't know what that height is or what that distance is, but I think that's a fair representation of what is going to be seen from the backs of these homes, from their patios, from their windows, instead of a view of Pikes Peak and the Academy. The disruption to their existence, our existence, is going to be huge, and you can't appreciate it by looking at the drawings. I understand that these folks have done their homework. You've got the rules that you've got to deal with, but it doesn't reflect what the impact will be. Take a look at that. That's what they're going to be looking at, a wall like that, right out their back windows, right from their patio. There is a consideration, I think, that any of these developments should be designed in a manner that is sensitive to the existing residential uses. And if there's anything I can imagine that totally ignores that, it is this type of structure immediately adjacent, and I don't know the distances, but if you measure those things, I'll bet there's a similarity to what he's proposing and what we're facing. The impact is going to be tremendous. So I appreciate your time. Thank you very much. You're stuck with some rules that may not be considerate of the people involved, but these are human conditions. They're not something that you can translate. Take a little ride up there before you vote on this thing and take a look at this little sliver. It would be much better planted in flowers than it would be in a 45-foot or 35-foot. You've seen, I don't know if you've been up there, up Struthers, and seen the development that already exists, that beautiful motel that's there. The existing office building that sits just to the north of there sits down lower and is a much more reasonable development. That current thing that was just developed is almost as abominable as this thing will be. Thank you very much. Any questions for me? But take a ride up there before you vote on it, because this thing, the drawings don't give you a picture of what those folks are going to be faced with who sit right in front of that thing. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Lundy. Anyone else like to speak in opposition? Hearing none, would the applicant like to make any comments? Thank you, Mr. Covington.
Just wanted to note that our footprint is identical to the original concept plan. We didn't vary by 6 inches. We use the exact footprint and location that was originally on the plan to design and propose what we'd like to do with this project.
Thank you.
Want to clarify two things. The county attorney reminded me. The applicant could submit a site development plan to our department for review and approval without going through the subdivision process. The difference would be that the current landowner would have to own that building. They couldn't convey the lot that new building would be on. So please keep that in mind. And then additionally, a site development plan has not yet been submitted or approved by our department. At this time, I believe the applicant is in the process of doing that. So we haven't looked at the final design. When we do, it will be available in EDARP. However, that decision won't be before you. It will be determined by Mr. Dossie.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I have one quick question. what are the setback requirements on this property? And then also, I don't know what the setbacks were for what's already there for the Paradise Village. what are the distances we're looking at here?
The commercial service is going to have a 25-foot perimeter setback, and then there are no internal setbacks. So the building proposed from the lot line that will be created if this vacation replat is approved from People's Bank will not have an internal setback, but the 25-foot perimeter. So that will be the setback. And then, of course, there's the additional landscape buffer setback, which will be a minimum of 15 feet on Mr. Covington's property if this is approved and he goes through with the purchase from the Paradise Villas property.
So a total of 40 feet from them.
No, I'm sorry. The 15 feet is allowed within that 25-foot okay. building setback, correct.
And do you know off the top of your head what the setbacks were? We saw the picture of Mr. Edwards, is that correct? His backyard. Do you know what the distances were in that subdivision, in that division?
I do not. I do not know that. Okay. I can try to look it up in EDARP if you would like.
I think the picture was pretty, it said a lot, but just wondering. Okay, thank you.
Any other questions? Thank you very much. At this point in time, the public hearing process has been closed. And now it's up to the Planning Commission. And does anyone want to make any comments or discussion prior to making a motion? Mr. Risley.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'll just comment that I've obviously heard and certainly understand the concerns voiced by the residents, the folks that are going to be living in proximity to this. But when I look at the review criteria that we're supposed to make this decision based on, I'm struggling to see any point where this doesn't comply with those requirements. And unfortunately, our land development codes don't allow for the preservation of vision corridors or views. And so again, it's unfortunate that this project is perhaps impacting that. That's not something that we have the ability to weigh in on. I do think that the applicant seems to be sensitive to that in terms of not wanting to build a building higher than absolutely necessary. But if there are some things that the applicant can do in response to the comments and concerns heard here today, I would highly encourage him to do so. I would also just like to tag on that, as Ms. Parsons indicated, this building could be built without any zoning action. It could be a land lease. It could be any other form of project moving forward, and there would be nothing that any of us could really do or say about it from a land use perspective. So,
thank you. Any other? Yes, Mr. Creeley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would like to vote against this. For some reason, I don't know exactly what emotion's telling me I'd like to vote against it, but I can't find a reason to do so. A lot of this is view, and we've faced this any number of times where the view is just not protected. Other than that, I'm in the end, we'll have to vote for it because I can't find a reason to do otherwise.
Any other comments? Yes.
Mr. Chair, I agree with both of my...
Mr. Joy.
I'm sorry. I thought you pointed to me. I'm sorry.
All right.
I do have to say I agree with both of my colleagues here. There was a comment that flowers would be a better use of this. While I agree flowers are beautiful and that we would love to have them everywhere, we do have a reason we have land use rules and laws in place. And this is the highest best use, so I will be voting in favor. And I'm sorry to those who are going to have to look at the back of this, but this plat was in place before your subdivision. So the idea that it could be developed was there when you bought your properties, unfortunately. So there's no reason, unfortunately, for us to vote against this.
Ms. Treese.
I also concur with Mr. Risley and with Mr. Gioia. And part of my concern is that the approval was in 99 and the villa did not come until 2002. And so there was a reasonable expectation on the part of the homeowners that something could or would be developed in that area. And unfortunately, we cannot vote on views. I'm sensitive to that. I used to have a beautiful view of Cheyenne Mountain until a home went in next door to me, but that is simply part of how this process works.
Any other comments? I'll just make one. We're blessed to live in an area which has fantastic views, and we get used to our views and all of that. But the way it works is if there's a piece of property that's privately owned between me and my view, if I want to manage that view, I need to own that property. So that's just the way it works. Anybody can buy land and plant flowers in it, but that's an expensive way to keep that view. So with that, is there a motion?
Mr. Chair.
Mr. Gioia.
As regard consent item 3B, VR 17-012, the Academy Village Traveling Number 3 Vacation and Replat, I move for approval under the new standard resolution, page 49, with 12 conditions and one notation, with a finding of sufficiency for water quality, quantity, and dependability.
Second.
Thank you. So Mr. Gioia made the motion, Ms. Therese made the second. And any comments before we vote? Mr. Gioia.
Aye.
Mr. Creeley.
Aye.
Mr. Risley.
Aye.
Mr. Wood.
Aye.
Ms. Therese.
Aye.
Ms. Friedman.
Aye.
And the chair votes aye, and the motion, the item is approved. Thank you. We will take about a 10-minute break and then come back. Thank you very much.